So we've seen when there's revaluation upwards, then sometimes you do a retained earnings transfer, sometimes you don't. It's dependent on the company policy. Also, though, when there's a revaluation, there is always deferred tax on it. And the reason is this: you've revalued something higher, and so therefore you've made a gain. That gain should be taxed. Now, the tax man won't tax you immediately, but he will tax you when you sell it at some stage in the future. So the tax has been deferred. So just to reiterate, when you do revaluate upwards, then there will be deferred tax on it. So let's say you've got a 200 gain and the tax is 30%, then 60 of that gain is for deferred tax. And therefore, what happens is 60 would go to deferred tax, and then the rest, the 140, if it was a 200 gain, that would be the figure that would go to the revaluation reserve. Now, you won't have to do this all the time in the exam. Often in the examiner just says, ignore deferred tax, okay? So just go with what the examiner tells you.